All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN, and we're here until 5 a.m. It's a Triple Play Thursday, so you want to get your requests in now. One artist, three songs, get them in. We'll play them later at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for Triple Play Thursday. And the Jets on the way. We will have another edition of Pop-Up Video where Esmeralda and I will go head-to-head. 312-981-7200, talk, text, Triple Play Thursday. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right. You know, we love to talk about wrestling here on the show, and I've been a pro wrestling fan pretty much my whole life. I haven't watched it as religiously as I used to, but because it's WrestleMania, it was WrestleMania week last week, and I did catch up on it, and I watched, so I didn't see WrestleMania, but I did watch Raw and SmackDown, and then the post-WrestleMania Raw and SmackDown as well, and some interesting things happened. We're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about AAW wrestling. And there is a great event at coming up on tomorrow night at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. It's Never Say Die, and we will get the rundown on that. You can check out AAWrestling.com for more information. And from AAWrestling.com, our good friend and wrestling expert Keith Lipinski joins us to talk about all things wrestling, and here is Keith. Keith, how are you, man?
I'm doing delightful, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Good. Good to talk to you.
I always love this time of year, not because there's so much great stuff happening in the wrestling world, but it means you and I get to connect once again. I feel sort of like Andy Kaufman sort of coming on Letterman back in the day, except I don't have three African-American men as my adopted son.
That's right, yes. Well, he welcome back. Tell everybody how long you've been involved in wrestling.
Way too long. Yeah. Way too long. It's been a course of constant friction within my marriage. No, I'm kidding. I've been involved. Let's see. My original involvement was I had a podcast back in the day. It's funny because I actually had to tell. I'm actually not in Chicago this week. I'm actually on a secret work trip in lovely Hanover, Maryland. Mm. And I was at a work outing last night, and someone revealed that my involvement in pro wrestling to my boss.
Uh-oh.
Which was sort of a, and right afterwards I was in the car with them, was like, you're okay with me saying that and laying out that secret, like it was some big like 1980s after school special, like, right. Oh my god, I'm involved in professional wrestling,
right?
my first involvement was just always, I've always been a fan. I mean, I basically found pro wrestling, I found pro wrestling and I should have just left it there. No, I found pro wrestling when I was probably like 9 or 10 years old. I remember just waking up at 2 o'clock in the night, not being able to sleep, and turning on the TV, and it was an episode of Wrestling Challenge. And this must have been 1987, and it was a flashback to all the Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant angles that they did on the Piper's Pit episodes.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's how I originally, unfortunately, got started in this. And then my involvement personally was I had a podcast for a number of years, the Dr. Keith Lipinski Show,
yep,
on a number of various websites. And while doing that, I met up with some really cool people that were writing a show for MTV known as Wrestling Society X. So that was sort of my jump into there. And then with AAW was something where I wasn't sure if I wanted to necessarily still work in pro wrestling, but they gave me an opportunity, and I've run the ball with it, and I've been there now for 5 wonderful years.
Outstanding.
And I've watched AAW go from holding 200 people at the Berwyn Eagles Club to holding 700 at 115 Bourbon Street and running the Logan Square Auditorium on a regular basis. Yeah. So I don't want to sit there and say it's because of me, of course. But I mean, if you look at the metrics here, Nick, that could be the case.
It seems to work out that way, yeah. And we're going to get to AAW. We're going to get to your event tomorrow night, Never Say Die, at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. And we'll get to all of that and the card and all the cool stuff there. But it was WrestleMania week. Just this past week, Keith. And what did you think of WrestleMania?
WrestleMania is one of those things where every year I look forward to it because the WWE realizes that they need people to watch the show as much as possible. And this really is the Super Bowl of wrestling. Like,
yeah.
I mean, this is a big deal. It's such a big deal now where it's not just a 4 or 5 hour show. It's also like a 2 hour pre-show, followed by a 14-hour post-show featuring 28 other matches. It's now WrestleMania. If you sit there and bring in the pre-show, it becomes an ordeal and a mess to get through. But
yeah.
There was stuff on there that I thoroughly enjoyed. I thought there was something on there for everyone. The problem is not a lot of people have 5 hours to go through
right,
all of it. And
right.
This might be the same complaint I had last year about it. The stuff that I liked, I thought the best thing about the show was the Ronda Rousey match. She had finally her WWE debut against Stephanie McMahon and Triple H teaming with Kurt Angle. I thought that was very well handled. The only issue that I had with that was Ronda was always known for her fast fights and her what do you call it, the MMA move that she did,
yeah,
the armbar.
Yeah.
And Stephanie McMahon, Helmsley, was able to counter this feared armbar very quickly multiple times until she finally tapped out at the end. But it was one of those things where I thought Ronda did excellent in the ring. I mean, she was the one thing I like is little nuances in pro wrestling. And one thing she did very well is during tag team matches, there's supposed to be a tag rope there.
Hmm.
And people are supposed to hold the tag rope. And the tag is not legal unless you sit there and you're holding on this tag rope that's in the corner and tag your partner.
Right.
Ronda was holding on the tag rope almost the entire time. Like it was a crutch or something like that.
Yeah.
So God bless her for doing that. So
yeah.
that to me was the high point of WrestleMania. The low point was we've had for weeks John Cena calling out your favorite wrestler, Nick, the Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the Undertaker coming out and doing a very quick 5-minute match with John Cena, which in the end it was just like, okay,
yeah,
well, we can move on to this, you know?
Yeah. And did it take him longer to get to the ring than they actually have the match?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it has to. You have to sit there. I mean, literally the buildup for this, they did build up during the show. This was the first time ever where they were, well, maybe the first or second time, where they didn't really announce it. They were like, you know, John Cena was shown in the crowd in the front row drinking a beer, yelling how it was WrestleMania. And then at one point he heard that The Undertaker was here. Luckily, someone, because this is what referees do, they actually go in the crowd and tell fans when the wrestlers that maybe are going to be there are there.
Right.
So John Cena literally hopped the rail, ran to the back, and you know, because it takes John Cena so long to get ready for his matches.
Right.
He had to probably change shirts and put the wristbands around his biceps.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, let's go through some of the other matches. Now, I didn't see it.
And I wanted to ask you about that, because I don't know if you know this, but the WWE Network for first-time subscribers is free.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
The chance that you could actually just get it just to watch WrestleMania and leave altogether could have potentially been an option for you.
Yeah, I know. I just didn't, like you said, I didn't have like the 5 hours to kill. My parents, however, watched the whole thing.
Good for your parents.
Yeah,
why am I not talking with them right now? Well, we should put mom and dad on the line and we could talk about supply chain.
So certain things that I'm interested in, the triple threat match with Seth Rollins, The Miz, and Finn Balor, that would seem like a good match to me. Was it okay?
It was very good.
Yeah.
It was very good. I mean, Finn and Seth are both very, very, I would sit there and say they're sort of the top when it comes to workhorses in the WWE. And The Miz is so enjoyable as a heel that it was a very, very fine opener. And then, like, towards the end of the show, you remember when we saw that match 12 hours ago?
Right.
So, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, those guys, I mean, Finn and Miz, and Finn and Seth had a match on Raw 2 weeks ago. They won about 20 minutes. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
well, they had a match on Raw, a tag team match on Raw, which was really good too. No, that was a triple. That was a three man tag, right? What?
It was a six man that they
it was six man
with Hardy, correct?
Yeah, with Hardy. That's right, with Hardy. Right. And that was fun to watch. That was a great way to end Raw.
It was fun, but it was also interesting because the Raw right after Mania is even more exciting, just because there's so many pieces in play with the big superstar shakeup where people can go from one show to the other.
Right.
And then also the call-ups. Like, it literally is, like, wrestling doesn't necessarily have a season premiere and season finale, but WrestleMania would be considered the season finale.
Yeah.
And then the Raw and SmackDown the first 2 weeks are considered sort of the season premieres because people, rosters change.
Right.
People
a lot of new people showed up on both Raw, and SmackDown this week.
Well, part of it is because WWE has everyone signed in professional wrestling under contract, unless, of course, they're going to be at AEW Never Say Die this Friday night on 15th Bourbon Street.
See, this is why the company is such a success. That's exactly why.
Yeah.
I I you know, the SmackDown Women's Champion match, I happen to love Asuka. I think she's awesome. And I guess I was not surprised that Charlotte beat her.
It's with the streaks, though.
Yeah.
It's sort of hard to figure out when to finish them. The big thing here was the fact that if Charlotte would have lost here, who would be the person to eventually break the streak, so to speak? You know, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall were backstage with the Sun Gun, just in case they wanted to pull an old Goldberg.
Right.
But it turns, you know, the streak worked out very, very well. The timing was there. And it's something where if Charlotte Flair is definitely the future, you know, the past, present, and future of the women's division, like this was the match that she needed. And it was very entertaining, very enjoyable. It was something where I had a debate with someone about this Friday night at Simon's, Val Capone of the Windy City Rollers fame,
sure,
about is this the time to beat her? And it basically all signs pointed to yes. So it was a fun match too. It was very enjoyable. So
but Asuka is Raw. Is she going to stay? Well, I mean, obviously there's going to be a shakeup, so we don't know whether she's going to stay on Raw. But she didn't make an appearance this week.
She did not, no. So potentially she could be showing up as sooner than later on SmackDown. That's the thing where basically these two shows have definitive people that are on it. They usually don't have people across shows, and you know, we'll see what happens. That's what makes the first few weeks of like this time of the year so special.
You know, speaking of Charlotte Flair, I thought that the Iconics who come in.
Yes.
They fantastic first night on Raw, beat the hell out of Charlotte Flair, and then Carmella comes out and Money in the Bank. That I thought was great. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah. I think that's good because it proves that, you know, it gives Charlotte something fresh to do. It definitely puts a fresh coat of paint on the SmackDown Women's Division. And also, if Asuka does move over,
right,
potentially, there's her and Carmella could be the first thing that's there. And it also could lead to something where we haven't seen it for a while, where a champion that doesn't necessarily deserve it gets by a little quick through help with her friends and such. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I thought it was smart booking. And I think the Iconics are a very underrated duo. I enjoy them greatly.
Yeah, I think they're great. And I will say this. The one thing about that whole thing that made me nuts was the ref took way too long to say to ring the bell. He was like, oh, do you really want to do this? I was like, come on, dude.
Well, it's constantly with that Money in the Bank briefcase that Carmella had. It's basically where I can come in at any match and interfere and try and cash this in and start up the match or get involved in the match or anything like that. And there's been multiple teases with Carmella with it,
yeah,
where she's
yeah.
like, yeah, maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll do it. Nah, I don't know if I want to. So I think it's just part of the character and such. So,
yeah. All right. You know. Keith, hang on, okay?
Sure thing.
Hold on a second. Keith Lipinski is with us from AAW Wrestling. We'll tell you all about their next event, which is tomorrow night, Never Say Die, at 115 Bourbon Street, Marionette Park. You can get all the information at aawrestling.com. We'll give you the card and everything else and talk a little bit more about WrestleMania week right here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Thursday morning, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in, one artist, three songs. We'll do it later, 312-981-7200. We just finished up the big WrestleMania week here, and we're coming up on a great event live at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park called Never Say Die from AAW Wrestling. And from AAW Wrestling is our good friend Keith Lipinski. Keith, welcome back.
Thank you, Nick. Always a pleasure, buddy.
So Monday I'm watching Raw, and one of my favorite female wrestlers is Paige. And she makes the announcement that she can't perform anymore. And I was just like, well, come man. Because I love Paige. I think she's awesome. She's great on the mic and really easy on the eyes. And then Tuesday night, she's the new GM at SmackDown. I think I love it because we get to see more of Paige.
Well, I mean, the thing with Paige was the fact that she came back from her neck surgery and all the personal issues that she's had over the last year or so.
Yeah.
And then she got injured relatively quickly back into her run. And more importantly, WWE has a movie coming out about her family that was produced by The Rock.
Ah.
So if you watched any of the Mania programming this weekend, I believe they had this two or three times during Mania. They had Paige introduce like a scene from the movie.
Oh.
But it was very bizarre. I wish there was footage of this somewhere. I was trying to find it, scour it on YouTube to send it to you.
Yeah.
But it seemed like the producer didn't realize to tell Paige that like she was on camera.
Oh no.
So it was pause, and then it was sort of like, Paige here. It almost turned Python-esque at times.
Oh,
so,
boy. Well,
I think having her around is a very, very good thing, and this gives her something to do as opposed to when she was with the two other girls in the Absolution stable, where she was more of a manager. Like, this will actually give her something to do, and considering SmackDown doesn't necessarily need anyone, we know that she potentially won't be able to perform.
Right. Well, also, for people who might not know, this wrestler that we're talking about, Paige, comes from a lineage of wrestling, which is why they're making a movie about it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, her mother is actually wrestling this weekend at Berwyn as part of the Shimmer weekend.
Oh,
so
okay.
Shimmer Ladies Wrestling. I believe there are still some tickets available for those shows this weekend in beautiful Berwyn at the Eagles Club.
All right. Very cool.
You know, a wrestling family right there.
Well, let's talk about your card tomorrow night, Never Say Die, at 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park. AAWrestling.com is the website. And tell us, what matches are we going to see?
You're going to see a rematch. In February, our heavyweight champion, Rey Fénix from Mexico, from Lucha Underground, and now from Impact Wrestling, he lost the title to ACH, who is a wonderful stand-up man. And they're having he lost it in LaSalle. We do shows every few weeks in LaSalle now, and the shows have become quite popular out there. It's a nice little market. It's a great town.
Yeah.
We love hosting events there. But it was sort of a surprise because people thought, oh, that's LaSalle. They're not going to sit there and switch the title there. They'll wait for Chicago. So it sort of came as a surprise, and we are doing the rematch at 115 Bourbon Street this Friday night. Also, Penta L0M, he's one of the most iconic characters right now in independent wrestling. He'll be taking on Teddy Hart of the Hart family in a match that we built up pretty nicely by having, it was one of those things, Nick, where you know how sometimes in theater things go incredibly great and
yes.
It's a wonderful moment and
yes.
Everyone's happy,
yeah.
And then there's things that get messed up.
Yes.
This is one of those things where it got messed up where we were like, Teddy, after your match, we want you to call out Pentagon and sit there and say you want a match with Pentagon. And Teddy got the point and stuff like that. Like, Teddy's like, okay. Unfortunately, Teddy wanted that match right now and was calling for a referee
for it.
Which we were like, this was right after Pentagon and Teddy were in a match, I believe it was a tag team match. And Pentagon's looking at me, and I'm like, I'm not sending out a ref. And it was something where we already had I believe it was a draw right before that. So the fans weren't happy already.
Oh, wow.
It was something where, like, hey, sorry. We had to actually send out a referee that's not very well liked to sit there and be like, you know, sorry, that's not happening. And the thunderous boos were quite marvelous. So anyone that was there at December for Windy City Classic, hey, you're finally getting your match here.
So, that's great. That's great. What else? What else is on
the card? Lots of good stuff. Keith Lee, who potentially is on his way to greener and better places, i.e. WWE, will be teaming up with Zachary Wentz and Desmond Xavier to face our wrestling combination. Wrestling is an interesting stable. It's three guys that just really don't care that much. And just I don't want to call it like the NWO because they're a lot better at professional wrestling, but it's been an interesting storyline that we've been doing for the last year with guys like David Starr, Jeff Cobb, and Trevor Lee. So it's interesting. We actually have a lot of storylines that are going on here. Definitely, if you're interested in AAW Pro, definitely check out the High Spots Video Network, which is a streaming service. For $9.99 a month, you get so much great content. We worked with a company called Pro Wrestling Revolver, and we actually had a show down in New Orleans over the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Was up about 24 hours before that. Well, I want to sit there and say it was a co-branded show because of the fact that there wasn't necessarily an AEW announcer or other people on it. So it's one of those shows where watching in retrospect, I really wish I was there to sort of give it more of a AEW feel. But cheap drinks, 115 Bourbon Street is always a good time. I mean, it should be a fantastic show. And then we're actually back in Logan Square on May 25th. So go see Solo on the 24th. And then come see us at Logan Square on the 25th.
All right. So, and then tomorrow night, it is Never Say Die, AAW Pro Wrestling. And it's 7:30 bell time. Doors open at 6. It's an all-ages event, 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette. And from front row tickets for $50 all the way to general admission for $20 and a great card. Before I let you go, I just wanted to mention that I was so great to see Daniel Bryan back in the ring and wrestling, and that match, the match they did on Monday or on, sorry, on Tuesday night with AJ Styles, that was so much fun to watch. I knew it was going to end in a schmoz, you know, that we all knew that, but I thought that was just great to watch those two guys, two of the best in-ring performers that are working today. It was a really pleasure to watch that match,
and especially because I've known Daniel for so long. Like, he really is so passionate about pro wrestling. For this to come back, it's just one of those things where I feel as he keeps on having matches, I'll forget about him potentially getting any trauma or anything like that and sort of cringing when he does stuff.
Yeah. But, Keith, always a pleasure. I hope you guys have a huge crowd tomorrow night. AAW Wrestling, Never Say Die, 115 Bourbon Street, Marionette Park. Check out AAWrestling.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. We'll do it again soon, Keith. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it.
Okay, see you later. Keith Lipinski, everybody, our wrestling guru. And check out Never Say Die this Friday, tomorrow night, AAW Wrestling, AAWrestling.com for more information. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.